Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey. Welcome back to the Faithfully Confident podcast. What an honor it is to have you here listening to these beautiful episodes. And this week, we're going to dive deep into a popular request of boundaries within your business. And boundaries are crucial to help you not only thrive as an entrepreneur, but to help you protect your energy, protect your time, and just protect your well-being in general. We're going to be discussing some tips on how to effectively communicate those boundaries around your business with clients and partnerships. I'm going to have a few scripts that you guys can just kind of glance at and use if you choose or so desire, just to give you a little bit of an idea on just how simple it can be to really establish those boundaries and be clear and firm with them. So grab a notebook, grab a pen, grab your beverage of choice, and let's begin, you guys. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I love boundaries because when I started my business, oh, let me tell you guys, I had zero boundaries. I was everywhere in my business. Like, I did not have any boundaries with my clients. I did not have any boundaries with, you know, like any, really anything. Like, I'm pretty sure I didn't even have the word boundary in my vocabulary. It was not a good start to owning a business. So I am very grateful that you're here listening to this episode and you can learn from my mistakes. That's why I make them, right? So I can share them with you guys. Anyways, we're not here to talk about my mistakes. We are here to help you with setting boundaries in your business. Whoop, whoop. If I knew how to do the audio, I would totally be adding some sort of, like, I don't know, alarm, or not a little alarm, but a little cheerful sound of woo. I don't know. Anyways, we're going on a tangent here. Back to square one. Okay, so with boundaries, you guys, we are going to be discussing some things along the lines of work hours, client communication, your personal time, like your personal care, your self-care, social media. Oh, I know you guys need boundaries there. Oh, we all do, right? We all do. Social media is a killer, a time killer. And especially another topic we'll be talking about is boundaries with business partnerships, because we want to have those partnerships, but we need to be very selective with them and have those boundaries when we are beginning them. As setting boundaries in your business, it's not only important for your well-being, but it's very, very, very important and essential for the success of your business in the long run. When you think of successful CEOs who have their business like gotten to the point where they're like millionaires, multimillionaires, or even just business owners who are at six figures, they have those boundaries set up and established. They know who they are and what they do in their business. They know when they do their business. They know how they do their business. They have that figured out. They have the systems. They have the team members. They got it figured out, you guys. And I really want to set up that stepping stone to get you to that status in your business. I want you to not make the same mistakes that I did and burn yourself out and just, you know, basically throw yourself out to every potential client and not have any boundaries, be glued to social media 24/7. Like, let's be honest for a second. Did you start a business to be in your business 24/7? No, absolutely not. That is not why we started a business. We started a business so that we can have that time freedom. We can have that freedom to do the things we want to do and not be glued to our business 24/7. I will tell you, when I was starting my business, I remember I mean, mind you, I was working when I got my business started, so your story might look a little bit different. But when I was working my business, I was also working full time and I was working from home. And I remember this, like, I'm literally looking at this poor woman. It was a beautiful day. And you might, again, resonate this, you might not, but it was a beautiful day. And I wanted nothing but to be outside and enjoying the sunshine, feeling those rays of sunshine on my body, drinking my coffee outside, soaking in the sun, maybe dipping my toes in a little like tiny pool outside in my yard. I wanted to be outside spending time with my future daughter, which I now have. Yay, thank you, Lord. But I wanted to be outside, just enjoying life and having that freedom to be outside doing the things I wanted to be doing. But I was stuck at my work. I was stuck doing the things I didn't want to be doing. And I want you to be able to, with your business, set those boundaries with yourself. And one of the things being your work hours. Because when you have those established in your business, you have more time freedom to do the things you love. And mind you, when I started my business, like I said, I was still working full time. So I wasn't able to do that because I had those specific work hours of you work at your desk from 9 to 5. You do not leave that desk unless you need to go to the washroom. And heaven forbid, I needed to get permission to leave my desk. Oh, so ridiculous. But I want you to be able to have that time freedom to do the things you want to do, the things that you love. And by having those specific work hours and sticking to them as much as possible, it's going to help you with having that freedom. But it's also not only helping you with your time freedom, it's going to help you with avoiding overworking. It's going to help you with avoiding burnout. It's going to help you with feeling that, anxiety around, oh my gosh, I have to get this done. I need to do this done. No, if you have those business hours set with your business and it hits, say it's 9 to 5 and you decide, okay, 9 to 5 is my business hours. 5 o'clock hits, you close your computer, you turn everything off, and you walk away. Walk away. You wouldn't do that at your 9 to 5 job. You would do that at your 9 to 5 job. So why should your business be any different? Why should you work until 5:30 if you're done your shift at 5 o'clock, right? So I want you to treat your business the same as you would with working your 9 to 5 within reason, obviously. I mean, you're setting your schedule. You don't have to work 9 to 5. I only work like maybe a couple hours a day. So I want you to figure out what those specific work hours are and what your ideal work hours. Your life might look a little different than mine. I mean, I have my 1-year-old daughter, so as I'm recording this episode, she's having a nap, so I'm getting a few episodes recorded. And then when she goes to sleep for the evening, if I feel like it, I get a little bit more work in, but I only work for an hour max. Once that 1 hour hits, I turn everything off. Though that is the boundary that I have set around my work hours. So I want you to figure out what those specific work hours, your ideal work hours that you have, are and stick to them as much as possible. I mean, within reason, if you feel like you're inspired and you want to keep going and you're okay with keeping going, then keep going. Like, I'm not going to say, hey, these are your work hours, you need to stop working. Like, no. This is your business. You do as you wish. You do what works for you. You do what brings you joy. If continuing to work brings you joy, then keep working. But don't feel like you have to keep working, okay? So, work hours. Boom, done, out of the way. And for client communications, so I want you to be able to establish those clear guidelines with your clients, especially your new clients, and set up those boundaries on specifically what your response times are and your preferred method of contact. So with your response times, what are your business hours? Do you respond to your clients between, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5? Do you respond only on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, only on Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Like, figure out when your response times are and when your clients can contact you. And not only with that, but now that's giving you the permission to, if you get a message, and this goes with the social media boundary, if you get a message from your client on Messenger and suddenly you're like, oh, I got a message, I got to respond to it. Oh, sorry. Still a little sick. Oh, I should probably be drinking water, not coffee. Oh, pardon me. Anyways, client communication. So like when they are messaging you, you don't have to go and respond to them right away. You don't have to. You don't have to. And the reason for that is because you have those communications set up for those boundaries of what your response times are. If you, I mean, when I did this, when I first started setting those boundaries, I felt that guilt of, oh my gosh, like I feel like I should be responding to them right away. So you know what I did? You know what I did, you guys, to help with that guilt of, oh, I feel like I should be serving them right now. They need me. They need me. I need to help them. I need to be there for them. I went and I read those messages. I didn't read them in clear details, but I just glanced at the message and I responded to them and I said, hey, you know what? I am truly, oh, sorry. Someone just showed up at my door. That's weird. There's nobody at my door right now. Very odd. Oh. Nope, there's someone leaving. Okay, I'm not sure what that was. But oh yay, distractions. Clearly the Lord did not want, or the enemy did not want me to say whatever I was about to say. But you know what? I'm not even gonna edit that out because I have that boundary with myself of I'm being real and authentic and I don't edit my podcast. That's one thing I love about it, is it is being recorded by the minute. Anyways, so with those people, I would message them and I would say, oh, thank you for sending me that message. I wanted you to know that I've acknowledged the message, and as per, the boundaries within my business or as per my response times we've discussed, I will get back to you at this date and time. It's just something to quickly let your clients know that, hey, I've received your message. You have been heard. I am here for you, but right now I need to be here for myself and I will be here for you tomorrow, right? So just set that boundary with them. Get that set up from the beginning because that's really going to help you with that burnout and overworking and feeling like you need to be there for that client 24/7. All right. So next step is personal time. Make time for yourself to be outside of your work. Having those work hours really helps with this because when you're working, you are working. When you're outside of your work, you're doing your hobbies, you're exercising, you're spending time with your loved ones, you're doing the things that you wouldn't normally be doing while you're working, that you want to be doing. So set those times. And if you're like me, and the only time you do these things is if it's on your calendar, put it on your calendar. Say every single day at, between 11 and 1, which is, again, usually when my daughter's sleeping. Between 11 and 1, I am, going outside, enjoying the fresh air, reading a book. Like, set those times to be with yourself, to be with the Lord, to just do the things that you love. Because if we don't make that time for ourselves, we need to fill that cup up before we can help our clients. We need to fill that cup up ourselves before we can pour out to those around us. And if our cup isn't full, that's when that burnout starts happening. That's when all the negativity just starts seeping into your life. Maybe you get angry when you're, overworked. Maybe you get frustrated when you're, not making that time for yourself. So get that personal time figured out and when you want it to be. And I mean, even if it's just one day a week, maybe you only need one day a week. Set that up in your calendar so you can get it done. And social media. All right, we are on to the juicy one here, you guys. So, setting boundaries around social media is huge and it's very crucial because social media is a time killer. And not only that, but it has a huge negative impact on our emotional health because we tend to scroll and we see all these pretty pictures, all these, success stories, and you know exactly what it is you're seeing. So really, I shouldn't have to tell you what it is that you're seeing. But you look at all of these and you start, getting that comparisonitis, all the negative emotions start seeping in, all the doubts and anything that you could possibly feeling that you don't want to be feeling, that you shouldn't be feeling, that's, going to hold you back from getting further within your business and your growth and your success. It is just, oh, social media is the worst, you guys. That is why I now have basically my podcast, and that's really it. I'm working on a membership site, but again, membership site off social media. So, social media, you need to set those boundaries. There's actually apps, and I mean, I don't remember what the apps are. So, once I do remember them, I will possibly put them in the show notes for you. But there's apps that you can find that, for example, I know there's, if you use social or use Facebook on your computer, there's a Chrome extension called Kill Your Feed. It completely eliminates your news feed for you guys. It's amazing. I love it. So that's one that I use consistently when I'm on my computer. On your phone, there's a lot of things where you can set within your phone itself. Like, this isn't an app, this is actually in your own device. And I believe most of them do it. I know I've been with Samsung, I've been with Android, I've been with Google, and they've all had it. But you can actually go in and you can set it up. So you can only use apps during certain hours, or you can set it up where you only use an app for a certain amount of time. So say you can only use Instagram for 1 hour a day. Set it up for 1 hour. As soon as it hits 1 hour, your phone will not let you access it. So that has been huge when I was learning myself how to set those boundaries of social media. And now, to be honest, I barely use social media. Like, I'm on it and I'm like, Kate, no notifications, no messages, Kate, I'm done. And I have no desire to go on it again. I mean, every so often I scroll because I'm bored, but I don't feel that urge to go on and get that dopamine kick of, hey, what's going on? What's happening right now? Like, I don't have that urge anymore because I've created that habit and that boundary within my life. So the other one is business partnerships, and then we're going to be going through just a couple little scripts. They're like super short and sweet just to end this episode because everybody loves scripts. They help you out a lot with getting those boundaries set. But with business partnerships, I'm just going to be short and sweet with this. Really be selective about who you're working with and set those clear expectations and boundaries right from the start. Same with your one-on-one clients. You want to set those boundaries from the start. Your partnerships, you really, really, really want to be selective who you're working with and get those expectations and boundaries set. Because with your partnerships, I mean, I'm not going to go into any horror stories or anything like that. I don't want that to be really the tone of this episode, but make sure who you're working with, your values are aligned, and you really, truly want to be working with this person. You have those boundaries set of, this is when I work, this is what I expect. Like, get those set up from the start to make sure that yes, this is definitely a business partnership you want to be in. And all right, so just those scripts that I have for you. And I mean, if you're not into scripts, that's not your jam, by all means, hop off right now. But just some short, simple, sweet scripts because I love writing scripts. They come naturally to me. I'm a writer, so I love writing things like this for you guys. But I've got, say for example, something for a business partnership. So you can say something along the lines of, hey there, thank you for reaching out about, XYZ, whatever it is they were talking to you about. I know with Instagram, I get like all these messages about like, hey, you're a mom, you're a Christian entrepreneur. Here's all these new clothing and whatever. Like, I get all these, they're so annoying, but hey, they're doing their thing. But anyways, hi there. Thank you for reaching out about XYZ. After some careful consideration, I've come to the decision that it's not the right fit for me in my business at this time. I appreciate your interest and the opportunity to discuss this with you, but I need to prioritize the growth and direction of my own business. Thank you for again for the consideration. Thank you again for considering me, and I wish you all the best in your endeavors. So there's that. Simple, short, sweet, gets to the point. And the other one I pulled off for you guys was, thank you so much for reaching out to me and expressing interest in working together. This is for one-on-one or partnership, however you want to word it. I appreciate your trust and your confidence in me as a mentor. However, I don't believe I am the best fit for your needs at this time in this season. While I value your goals and ambitions, I want to make sure that my skills and expertise are aligned with what you're looking for with a mentor. I encourage you to keep searching for that mentor who can better support your needs and help you reach your goals. I wish you all the best in your journey and hope you find the support and guidance you're looking for. A little bit longer, but it's still, again, short, sweet, to the point. And then with the, one I was talking about previously, where you have people reaching out to you for your like that you're okay, we're getting a little tongue-tied here, so we're definitely done our episode. But with, your clients reaching out to you and you want to respond to them because you feel obligated to, but you just, it's within your boundaries that you can't get back to them. So here's this one that I usually use, something similar to this is, hey, obviously your name. Thank you for reaching out. I wanted to let you know that I've received your message and I appreciate your, blah, 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 whatever it is they're talking about. I'll get back to you as soon as possible with more information. Or, oh, sorry, this isn't about one-on-one. This is for someone looking for one-on-one. Thank you for reaching out. I wanted to let you know that I've received your message and I appreciate your interest. I will get back to you as soon as possible with more information or to schedule a call. Thank you for your patience and I look forward to connecting with you soon. So again, scripts are amazing. They're not icky or salesy. I use scripts in my business all the time. I have a lot of copy and paste scripts. It works for me and it might work for you, it might not work for you, but it has helped me with, especially, having an assistant. You can give them the scripts. So if someone's handling your messaging, if someone's handling your emails, you can automate those as well. So don't be scared of using scripts. They really help you out. It helps you with you're not having to redo the same thing over and over and over again, because we're here to simplify things. With my business and especially my client's business, I am all about the, what is it? The acronym? Are they called acronyms? I don't know. I don't know. Again, we're done this episode. But I use the acronym or whatever it is, KISS, KISS. Easy to remember. And it is called Keep It Simple, Silly. And I always tell that to my clients, and they always laugh about it. But anyways, speaking of keeping it simple, we did not keep it simple in this episode. I feel like we went on a bit of a tangent. We are a lot longer than I wanted this episode to be. So if you made it this far, you are a freaking rock star. You are a rock star, and I love you. And I hope that this episode blessed you. I hope you got something from this episode. And yeah, I will see you around for next week, you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I will see you for next week. Bye. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.